credits at college, those things have kept me sober. Now, I'd like to tell you that that goes away. Let me assure you, I have way too many character defects for that. Let me take you back a couple of years, and I'm just going to tell you a little story of my sobriety about consequences. Because I want to think that I can learn differently. Is I've had a couple of knee surgeries. And in 1999 or 98, a doctor said to me, he said, "Billy, you should give up softball." Now, what he was really saying is grow up. You don't have the knees of an 18-year-old anymore. But he was a little kinder, you know? You know, I got sober with men who were more worried about saving my life than hurting my feelings. They believed that a kick in the ass was always a step forward. And so this doctor just wasn't from that school. He was a lot more compassionate. He was like, "Believe me, I know that not everyone in AA needs a kick in the ass like I did. I'm not that arrogant. I know there are some people that need a lot of compassion and loving. I know that. I know that we all don't come in here the same way. I'm told two kinds of alcoholics come in here, mad and sad, and that it's progress when you become the other." You know, I was the mad alcoholic. I was mad at the world. When I got sad, it was progress. You know, and a man taught me that for sad people, it's progress to become mad. You know, I never knew things like that because I never took the time to go over a man's house and read the big book at his kitchen table. And, you know, when this doctor told me this, much like my drinking, I said, "Okay, I won't play softball anymore." And so I was on this mission of not playing softball until I was walking to an AA picnic. And I was in Chicago. I lived there for work for about 8 years. I was walking down this hill towards this park, and I saw like this baseball diamond, kind of a made-up baseball diamond, like somebody's hat was at first base. There was a shirt at second base. You know, and the first thing, my mind is so twisted. I love that part in the big book where it talks about, you know, it talks about our problem centers in the mind. Once we don't have the first drink, it's my mind I got to contend with, which is, on any given day, a lot to contend with. I'm very honest about that, that once I don't have one drink in me, I don't have the compulsion to have a second. But my mind is crazy. So that day I'm walking, and the first thing I thought was, the doctor was talking about league. He was talking about organized league softball, you know? Now, I just got to tell you, if you're new to AA, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I've played golf, softball, Trivial Pursuit, spades, poker, basketball. I think I've played just about everything with other members of the fellowship, and I've not met a friendly game among anything with people in a fellowship, ever. I just haven't ran into those people. I think that one time I'm going to be at a conference and find people that love to lose at spades, but I haven't found them. I find a lot of people like me, really bad losers and worse winners, you know? I'm not only a bad loser, but I am a much worse winner. And so where do you find me a couple hours later but in left field where I don't belong? And I say that because I told you I can't take you through the steps tonight, but I'll give you a little, as scary as it will be, I'll open up my inventory a little bit. Especially my early inventories, if you're a guy and you're on my inventory and not in my family, you're not one of the usual family suspects, but you're listed on my inventory, chances are you're